So this is Renee Reed, and I'm recording my culminating activity. I'm with the Hardy County Board of Education, which consists of Janet Rose, Dixie Bean, Melvin Shook, and then the superintendent of Hardy County Schools, Sheena Van Meter. So my first question to all of you guys is, what leadership qualities or skill sets does Sheena possess that you value most in her superintendency of Hardy County Schools, and can you give any specific example?
I very much am aware of how intelligent Sheena is. She definitely is aware of current policies. She keeps us posted on these policies as we need to know them. But she's just a very smart lady.
Okay.
She's also very transparent and works so well with not only the board but with her staff. And I think that I've been around through a few superintendents, and she seems to have the most support of anyone that I've ever worked with. And I agree with your intelligence and her integrity. She's just amazing.
I think that she knows all aspects of the school system as mm-hmm. well. And if she doesn't know, she'll go find out the answer.
She's very approachable.
Exactly.
I think her staff, teachers, from teachers on down to custodians, everyone feels comfortable coming to Sheena when they need her advice or help.
I'm enjoying this. This is my favorite assignment you've done so far.
And I can say those things are all true, too, coming from my perspective. So,
yeah. Thank you. That's very kind.
Okay, so the second question, what expertise do each of you as board members and Sheena, you as the superintendent, bring to the strategic planning process? Can you discuss what similarities and differences each of you have in regard to your thought processes that ultimately would benefit Hardy County Schools when you're going through like strategic planning?
I'll start on this one. I think coming from the perspectives, the different life perspectives and career perspectives that they have really benefits us. So when we're talking about what goals we need to have for the county and how we need to move forward and advance in the county, we've got Melvin, who worked in the service personnel realm. He was in the transportation department, so he has a whole different set of skills with regards to all of that we actually lean upon lots of times. Dixie, for being the professional world, she has a different standpoint. She served on different committees, so she knows the processes that are in place. She knows how to collaboratively work together towards the goals, and she brings all that experience to the table. She also has a good financial, all of them actually have a good financial background as far as looking at the finances of the school system and giving input on that. Janet has a retired school teacher, so she brings really good perspective from the classroom and applicable, like what's doable, what's realistic when it comes to the teacher's perspective. Mm-hmm. And then even with the other, you know, Jesse's got a business mindset. Nancy also comes at it. She has lots of family members that work in the school system, and so she sees all of that, grandchildren that are currently attending. That all, I think all of that plays into looking at it from different perspectives when we're developing our goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think every board needs to come from all walks of life. Mm-hmm. You understand your community much better that way, I think.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
This board is very diverse in that. Mm-hmm.
That's a big strength of our board.
Okay. Any other thoughts?
Well, I was going to say this. Sheena said what I was going to say. My background is a teacher. Mm-hmm. I think I see things from a teacher's point of view. I know what classroom teachers experience and what they go through, what frustrations they face, and so that's, I think, what I bring.
Okay. What barriers do you feel like we have broken down or have made big gains in regard to student achievement since Sheena became superintendent?
We were just talking about student achievement here earlier today and currently how we're not looking great.
Our year out of school has affected us greatly in the area of student achievement, and as Sheena pointed out to us, this gives us the opportunity to actually a starting point to expect big gains this year, mm-hmm. as long as we can keep our kids in school.
I think a focus that's been different and purposeful in the past, well, since I've become superintendent, social-emotional, mm-hmm. and I think we've spent a lot more time mm-hmm. probably talking about the whole child and what kids need, not just academically, but what they need emotionally and what kind of supports. We've added the communities and schools, social workers, and we've kind of targeted that as a focus in the last few years. Not that academics aren't important, but they probably heard me say, you can't teach the kid until you get the kid ready to teach, and so right. that we've been working a lot on that, I think.
Well, the community and schools program that has been started mm-hmm. is a big step in that direction.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, that's been a real focus of ours.
Well, and even like when we say student achievement, you guys, we don't see numbers, but what are other student achievement gains that you've seen that we don't necessarily see in test scores that you might speak to? Because I know they're there.
Well, the Pro Start classes and the CT. Food truck and mm-hmm. different things like that, they've been excellent. Those kids, and I think a lot of kids that wouldn't have been involved in some other things are involved in that, and it's so good to see them be a part of something.
Our robotics programs have
absolutely
started
in, absolutely
all of our schools now, and that's been a push for STEM work, and the board has made decisions with regards to funding that have allowed those programs to expand and roll out, which has been really helpful.
I think increased emphasis on CTE programs mm-hmm. has definitely been a gain.
Mm-hmm. And we don't see those in test scores.
No, you don't see that in test scores.
It's definitely student achievement.
Test scores don't show the excitement, the pride mm-hmm. that those kids had when they brought the food truck mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. a board meeting. Yeah, you know, sure. those kids were beaming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
They were. They were very proud.
Expansion of technology has been something that's helped kids too that we've worked on a lot.
Yeah,
that's been huge mm-hmm. in the last couple of years.
Yeah,
I think trying to be consistent countywide too mm-hmm. is a big help. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have one school teaching this and another school teaching that. So mm-hmm. when you're sitting there talking to us, we understand the whole program that way.
Right,
yeah. right. It's Hardy County, not
exactly.
East Hardy and Moorefield.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, and we're assessing them straight through with the same assessment tool, which
absolutely.
Helps us look at data and actually make sense of it.
Mm-hmm. And it seemed like it used to be kind of one up and.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you're not successful when that's the program.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure. Yeah,
so in today's world, I know one of your highest priorities, safety of students and staff in our schools. Describe and give examples mm-hmm. as to why you are confident in each school's ability to respond to emergency situations.
I think because of the training that they've had, we have a manual that is for like an active shooter,
lockdowns.
Oh yeah,
for
absolutely.
Various reasons.
Yeah, and I think that the teachers are all trained on that, so that as long as you have a plan, you're going to be better off no matter what,
right.
no matter how chaotic it is. If there's a plan, you're going to come out on the better end of that. Mm-hmm. Can we make our schools so that nothing will ever happen there? I don't think that you can. I think you do the best that you absolutely can, and try to keep your ear to the ground of any unrest, unhappy students. I think you all do that already. Mm-hmm. And a teacher can tell, just like your mother can tell when you've had a bad day. A teacher can tell when a kid's having a bad day or going through a bad period. And then we have that program, like if one of the kids is a parent or something's arrested, that they notify
yes,
the school.
Yes, yes.
I forget.
Handle with care.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Handle with care.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have that.
And that's really good. And
yeah.
And
well, I think having the deputies in school now is definitely. Yeah.
And the social
boost,
workers.
Right.
Oh, that's made a huge difference.
And the fact that our teachers, not just have the manuals, but they have practice drills.
Oh, for, absolutely.
I can remember Jennifer laughing about being shoved out a window when they were doing a shooter drill.
Yeah.
When she was actually shoved out and landed on the concrete to get her.
We have our high school cameras updated, and we're working on our middle school cameras updated, and that's made a big difference too. That's been.
You have had to respond to a few emergency situations, crisis type situations, not necessarily, but and you feel like they've went well in the response.
Yes, I feel like our plans have been very effective as far as all that goes. Yeah.
Well, and then we had that one incident on the bus where the father came to the bus with a gun and the bus driver, you know, yeah, it's not just the teachers, the bus drivers, they're trained across the board, and that's truly wonderful. And I think any of them would give their life to save a kid.
Moving forward in the years to come, what types of professional developments do you see as essential for leaders and teacher leaders in our county to meet the demands of tomorrow's learners?
Well, Sheena said the social and emotional. You know, if you don't understand that, if you can't get that so it's usable in the county, then you're struggling the whole way through, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Because kids nowadays, it's a tough world out there for them.
Mm-hmm. Well, she also mentioned our gains in technology.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think instructional strategies and differentiated instruction so that teachers can learn those skills. We were talking about this earlier, even for our substitutes, learn how to reach all the learners, regardless of learning style or needs.
Right.
They have to be able to balance that within a classroom, because we don't just have a typical group of, you know, students all sitting together that can do things the same way. We have to be able to practice different with different tools.
Anything else professional development you want to speak to, anybody?
Well,
no, tomorrow, you know, it's hard to think about, hey, what's it going to be like 5 years down the road?
Yeah, whatever's coming forward, they need to be on the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that as far as technology, our students might not know every program there is or the absolute latest, but at least they have an idea of how to use a lot of programs so that they'll be successful when they're on a different type of program or different word processing.
Yeah, technology is booming. It's moving way faster than we are.
Yeah, way faster. We can keep up in the schools.
And just, you know, they need to keep learning the basics and get that basic education and then branch out.
Well, I think as bad as the last 2 years have been, I think it's taught us to be better prepared for the future.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
You know, you kind of almost got caught with your pants down, so now we're thinking about looking ahead.
I think that everyone knew that if you didn't have school, that the kids wouldn't learn like they should. Mm-hmm. But this is a real example of it. And it's has shown that we have not been very successful at educating them through this crisis. And we need to catch up and look for future ways that we could be more successful.
Mm-hmm.
We tried the remote learning, and obviously that wasn't successful. It's an entirely different way of learning. You're using your ears more than, you know, your visual stimulation, and it, you know, it's preparing the students for different types of learning.
Definitely.
Can you describe any ongoing practices between you guys as board and superintendent which have fostered and built trusting relationships between all of you that you see as essential and necessary as you continue to make decisions for Hardy County Schools, and can you give any examples?
I think sitting here this evening, being able to talk freely, is a good example of that. A lot of boards can't do that, you know, and
that's,
I think we talk
true.
Freely to each other all the time with Mrs. Van Meter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just trust in each other, I think.
Sure. And we might not always agree, but like if I disagree with something that Melvin says or Janet says or something, you know, it's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're going to leave the table. Plus, we have a financial retreat, and we have a couple retreats, mm-hmm. and that is a really, really wonderful team building mm-hmm. exercise where we're not constantly under the microscope with a reporter mm-hmm. or with the TV, where we can let our hair down and really talk. And if you do disagree with something, you can kind of go into it a little more and explain why you feel like that or something. So I think that's been a wonderful outlet mm-hmm. for us for team building.
I would agree with that. I think we have a really, somebody said earlier, transparency. We're all very transparent with each other. So when we have those budget workshops and whatever we're talking about, they get probably way more information than they ever want sometimes. Right. But it's better because it's better for them to know up front when they're making a decision, being able to look and have that background knowledge and not just depending upon me, even though I tell them the truth. It's good for them to see it and talk about it and make those decisions, because in the end, I make a recommendation, but the decisions are theirs to make. Right. And they are the ones that are ultimately responsible for them. So I think it's important when they do that, that they have all the information so that they know they're making ethical decisions based on facts and
right.
real data.
I know as a new board member, I had my first budget retreat last spring, uh-huh. early in the spring. And it was an eye-opener to actually, as Dixie said, sit down and be able to just let it come out, what you were thinking, what was on your mind, and asking questions and getting good, straight, honest answers, and that I think is one thing that we can depend on from Sheena. She puts it all out there for us.
And truthfully. We've been lied to before.
Right, right.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough, and we know that we've haven't been told the truth, and it makes it difficult. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to trust your superintendent and the other board members. And the other thing that I would say about this team is that there doesn't seem to be any going around.
Mm-hmm.
If something's going on, we're all kind of involved. It's not between Sheena and one other or what, it's all of us. And that's good, mm-hmm. so that you don't feel left out and wonder, what the heck's going on here, and make you a little uneasy.
Well, I think a good thing, and I don't know where this fits in your interview.
That's fine.
But the fact that Sheena is not just superintendent, she's also a mom with mm-hmm. kids in sports. She's also a church member. Mm-hmm. We, see her out in the community. She doesn't just do her job and go home. She's out and involved, and that makes her popular with her staff. That makes her popular with the community. That makes her liked and welcomed and open. And I think all of those are what makes this such a workable situation.
Well, and she's not... It's not like she's hanging out in the bars and, it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, that's because not that you see me.
Maybe that's because we're not there. Maybe that's because we're not there either.
That's right.
I'm kidding.
I may have pictures.
No, she doesn't.
But, it's...
It's
you're not seeing her,
coming
out of the liquor store every other day,
right.
and maybe smelling alcohol on them. We've had that before.
Yeah.
And she's just total quality. We're so lucky.
We all get along well, and they're very supportive. And I've told them many times, I hear horror stories about the mm-hmm. boards across the state where people just are, it's just constant dissension between a board, and we've never had that. I think there's been one time when we've had somebody vote in opposition of the rest of the board,
right.
and we voted and we went on about our business, because that's what boards do, and mm-hmm. they really are easy to work with, truly.
Well, she's got us, I don't want to say trained, but we know, and I don't mean that at all, it's just that we know what we have,
mm-hmm.
And we know that she is, her heart is, heart and mind are focused on what is best for Hardy County students and staff.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
We try for sure.
Well, I so much appreciate your very candid conversation and answering my questions. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
That's a neat little app.
Now let's get down to the real truth.
We can't stand each other. You just yeah.